Hello, 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 hello. It's your boy, Jean Van Potrita. Those in the Burbs, they call me Jan Van Potrita. I'm back again. Actually, I'm not back again. Yeah, let me stop lying. So I'm used to saying I'm back again because I was only doing one segment of episodes, but now I had an idea on what I can do next. So when was it? I think Sunday I had an idea, because Saturday I went out, and then after went out I spent a lot, right? So I was like, this could be a dope idea. I was like, this could be a dope idea for maybe like catching up with trips. So I wanted to tweet it on Sunday, but I was like, nah, the weekend is not over yet. Because, you know, some people don't go home. They are still drinking at that time. They're going to go home probably 9 o'clock at night. So I was like, I'm going to tweet this tomorrow. So I decided to tweet it on Monday, which was yesterday. So I'm recording this episode on Tuesday. And I think I'm going to record it and then release it same time today. So I'm gonna call the show "How Much Was Your Weekend?" So yeah, everything that you did on your weekend, how much did it cost you? If you're indoors, what were you doing indoors and stuff? So I actually did tweet this on my Twitter account. So my Twitter account is now at Jan Van Potrita. So that's JanVanPotGIETER. So I hope you guys got it, but I don't know, but just search for me. So that's my new Twitter account. So I'm no longer Side the Comedies, because the account is still suspended. I'm still appealing like once a week. Hopefully I'll get it back, because it's not deleted yet, so there's still a little bit of hope. So yeah, I'm hoping everything will run smoothly. And yeah, so what I'm gonna do on this episode, because I asked people, like real people on Twitter, call them trips. So if you are from Facebook and you are listening to this, hey, just know that we call them trips. So I asked people, how much was your weekend, right? So like I had a fun engagement, because I did it in the morning. So a lot of people did engage. The tweet got about 538 likes and 36 retweets. So you all know South Africans are stingy with retweets, so it will probably have had more. And let me check the comments. I think I had over, it had over 200 comments. So over 200 people did reply on how much they spend on their weekend. So what I'm gonna do is, like, I'm gonna call this segment, so it's gonna be "How Much Was Your Weekend?" episode 1. So I'm gonna upload it on I'm gonna upload it on my podcast, and then also on YouTube. So hopefully everyone will enjoy it. So I'm gonna call it "How Much Was Your Weekend?" and then it's gonna be episode 1. And everything will go. So what I'm gonna do is that I'm just gonna read the comments and then continue with it, see how it goes. And then I'd really appreciate people's feedback. So every day Monday I will be asking people, how much was your weekend? And then they will tell us what they did or what they spent on their weekends. Because I also saw, like, how much was your weekend? Other people said they made money. So yeah, I think, like, it's dope. It's a dope idea, because maybe people will start maybe learning something, like, shouldn't spend a lot on weekends. But hey, if you have money and you can throw it away, and again, you're also not the same. Someone spent maybe 300, kind of had them a bit in pocket, and then someone will appear and say, I spent 5,000. And then on their pockets too, it will be like, it's not much. So you see, we're not the same. Someone might spend 300, get hurt in the pocket. Someone might spend 5,000, get hurt in the pocket. So you see, that's life, man. So the first person, they said they spent 168 rands. So this person is Pule Mavati. Yeah, his handle is at Pule Mavati 5. So I don't know, I'm just gonna call their above names because I'm doing this for the first time, so it's gonna be a little bit shaky because I'm trying to do it, trying to find a way on how I can deliver these things. If maybe we had a calling option, we'd probably go do it on a call. But hey, we don't have that calling option, so I'm just gonna read the tweets for you. So Pule said he spent 168 rands. So he said he spent it on weed and paper. So that's a lot of money to spend on weed. I don't wanna lie, guys. That's a whole lot of cash to spend on weed. Like, bags are like 20 bucks, you can get a full bag. I don't know which grade, like, yeah, I know grade is important because grade is important when it comes to THC, because I think it lasts longer in a system. I did smoke it before, then it was kind of fun. So yeah, Pule Mavati spent 168 for weed and paper. So that was a lot. That was a lot of money to spend on weed. But he did mention the pouch. It's a you see that coins pouch, the one written 50 cent, 10 cent, 20 cent, where you put in the pouch. The coins inside here. Yeah, he said that weed is in there, so I don't know whether it's fully stuffed or it's just stuffed a little. But if it's quality, probably it's not that stuffed. And if it's quality, probably gonna smoke one joint the whole day, unless if you are a junkie, then yeah, it's gonna be something else. And then Cellular said he spent 850. He bought Go Slows only, so you know those snacks, Go Slows. Yeah, but I'm still wondering why is it 850? Is it like his Go Slows where he stays, they're like 425 cents, which is just weird. So yeah, but that's what he said he spent. Maybe he was trying to make a joke, but if he did do that, then the joke didn't land. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, Selula, your joke didn't land, man. Another person, this one is Mtex. So Mtex said he spent 236 rands on alcohol. All right, it's fine, but he said he was able to return it whilst he was doing forex. So he returned the money that he spent. So that's nice. That's what I like to do too. You shouldn't overspend. You should spend, and then after spending, that money that you spend should come back to you. So that's what I like about it. So yeah, meaning the guy didn't run a loss. But if he didn't buy BEV, he would have had 256 more. It's 236 rands. He would have had 236 rands more if he didn't buy BEV. So I'm not a fan of BEV, guys. I'm just gonna make it clear and then put it out there. And then we have Mami. Mami says she spent 20 rands on Better Way, and then Better Way chowed her. So I ask, like, if you're gonna spend something that chows you, and then you get you left head, rather call a guy and the guy chows you and you come and you become happy. You see, you become happy after coming. So it's best if you just call a guy that's going to tell you that taking your 20 rands, it was probably her last 20 bucks because she had crying emojis. So it was probably her last. And for those, I think I'm gonna put the link for that tweet so that you guys can go through the replies. It was quite a nice conversation. A lot of people did enjoy it, and I also liked it. And then we have, okay, this is Manuba. Okay, Manuba. Manuba says he spent 20 rand because he was working and couldn't go to, what's this? Oh, he was at work. Then he was able to buy 2 slices of cheese, burgers and drinks, I think. I wonder where this guy stays. 20 rand, you were able to buy 2 burgers and 2 slices of cheese. Ah, this guy is living large, guys. I'm telling you right now. This guy is living large. The guy is a baller. I don't know where he buys his food, but that sounds too much. That sounds too much at all. So I asked this other person, this one was a little bit funny. It's like, how much did you spend? So spending is like when you take out your money, right? And then he's like, he borrowed his neighbor 20 rand. So he spent 20 he spent 20 rand the whole weekend by borrowing his neighbor 20 rand. I was like, they need to bring it back. And then this other guy was like, yeah, they need to bring it back. And it's nice when you borrow your neighbor money because you just look out the window and look at your investment. So it is an investment if they do pay, but if they don't pay, then it's something else. But yeah, it was quite a nice comment. I did enjoy that. And then I asked this person, like, hey, how much did you spend on your weekend? They answered as like, I spent 137 rands. Said I spent it yesterday on Checkers. So he said he spent it on Checkers. They were buying essentials. So this is quite nice. So this person, it's a Nubian queen. So Gimpule, I think Mapule. Can't call yourself Mpule. The surname is Sinong. So Mpule Sinong. So Mpule Sinong said they were just he said she spent it on, I think it was Sunday, and then they just sat Saturday watching movies, Netflixing and chill, probably alone too. So yeah, and then I was like, how much did you spend on your weekend? And I think it's Belladonna, but Britney. So Britney said they spent 20 rands, and then they were only doing, what's this? She said she spent 20 rands and she only bought data the whole weekend. It must be Telkom. MTN data, you can afford it with 20 bucks. Unless, for those who don't know, you can actually buy, but it's 1 hour data. But yeah, if you are desperate for data in the time of, or in the times of needs, you can just send, I think it's 10 bucks. Yeah, download the Momo app, and then after downloading the Momo app, you can get 1 rand data. So it doesn't help, but it kind of helps when you are really stranded. So yeah, so if you are using MTN, just get a Momo app and then you can buy data cheaper. They are selling 1 gig for 1 rand, but it lasts for an hour, so you can probably do a lot for an hour, download movies, yeah, low quality of course, and then you can download songs. Yeah, probably even watch 2 episodes of series, your favorite series, or you can just download probably 4-5 episodes as long as you're getting low quality on your phone. So it kind of helps. So yeah, Britney said she spent that much. She spent that much. And then Kanye answered, and then like, how much did you spend on your weekend? And then she said she spent zero rent. She said she spent zero rent. So yeah, she spent zero rent. And then she told us she slept throughout the weekend. So she was alone, understandable. And she was able to spend that much. So now I'm looking for the ballers, people who have money. So now we are upping the game. We've been on 220 rands and stuff. So I was like, yo, this is Lenny. And then Lenny like, how much did you spend on your weekend? And then Lenny was like, hey yo bro, I spent 1.6k, so that's 1600 rand. Damn, this nigga is bawling. That's like isn't it in dollars? Is it like $10? Yeah, sounds less when it goes that side, but this side is a lot. You can even buy groceries for $1,000 for a month and then be left with pocket money 600. To be left with then like, I asked him what did he buy. He said he went to Superpolis and then he bought new shoes. And I was like, nah, that's cool. That's cool. As long as he didn't buy alcohol. Imagine saying you spent 5,000 the whole weekend and then you bought alcohol, guys. Nah, I think that's the worst. Okay, if you afford it, then it's fine. And then Pavali. It's Mondly Brian. So Mondly Brian Pavali asked him like, how much did you spend? And then he said he spent 1800 rent. That's a lot. And then he say we are so la manje, meaning he regrets spending that much on his weekend. So the whole point of this, of me doing this, probably like people should realize their ways of spending over the weekend. So I don't know if it will grow. Those who will listen to it will listen to it, and then those who don't won't. So it's fine. But yeah, Pavali said he regrets spending 1800 rands. I don't know what he spent it on, I didn't ask, but yeah, it was probably drinking. You can't regret buying shoes. Okay, you can't regret buying shoes, but you can't regret buying grocery, pouring petrol into your car, like essentials. Like you can't regret that. Yes, you might be broke, but at least there's food in your fridge, there's petrol in your car. And then Zakes said he spent 3,000 over the weekend alone. This is what I was talking about. There's someone who spent zero rents, there's someone who spent 300 rents, there's someone who spent 1,800 rents and they are regretting it. And then someone comes and says, I spent 3,000. You see, we are not all equal. Look at your hands, guys. I just want you, there was a person who once said this to me, and then I think it was my teacher in high school, I'm not sure. He said, look at your hands. All your hands are not equal, but they are all doing the same job. Right? They are all like, they all need each other, but they are all not equal. And then he said, that's how life is. We are all doing our job, meaning we are working towards being a better person, but we are not all equal, just like our hands. Not our hands specifically, but check your hand and then check your fingers. Your fingers are not equal. So that's what that's the message he tried to portray. So Zeke said he spent 3,000, and then it was petrol only, I think. Oh, he said it was petrol. He was driving from Centurion to Vryheid. Vryheid. I don't know what the hell, where's that place? I've never been that side of Pretoria. So those places, I really don't know them. I think I last went to Pretoria when I went to Pretoria Zoo. So I never went to Pretoria after that. So he said he went there, and then he bought, he said he went and came back. So it, I think it was a return trip or something. Maybe he went Friday, came back Sunday. So I really don't know. And then he said he bought alcohol, of course, and then a few things. So yeah, that's how much that person. And then I asked Maestro. So Maestro said he took his kids out and he spent 600. Like, shit, kids beggars are cheap, guys. I remember too, kids beggars are cheap, but I don't think they make them full, because even I, when I eat the Big Mac, I have to buy a meal to get full. I can't just buy a burger, because I think the biggest burger is McFist. So I can't just buy that burger alone. I need those chips, I need that large Coke, or is it medium, whatever. So yeah, that's what I need. So yeah, he did say he spent that much, 600 for the kids. I didn't even ask which restaurant they went to, but it was kind of nice. And then Mabina said they spent 1,100 rands. Then I asked, like, what did you do with that money? What did you do with that money? And then he said he attended the funeral, so probably taxi money if he doesn't have a car. And if he has a car, probably petrol nyana, and then alcohol and Betterway. Seems like people lose money on Betterway. I used to gamble too, but not that much now, because it sort of like got out of the way. I noticed I was chowing my money and then going to borrow money. I was like, nah. I need to stop. So I stopped. So even you out there, just stop, man. They need to stop. Then someone said they spent $5. So I don't know where this person is. Probably they're in the US. I'm not sure, because yeah. And then she said she spent it on pets and some medication. So those are essentials. She needed probably medications to stop the pain, for the period pains. I don't know, but yeah. I hope that was it. I hope that was it. And then Romani said he spent 1,000. So probably was lying. You know how our Twitter influencers are. Because Master KG was busy giving thousands. So yeah. So that was Master KG. And then Khosikgadi Mabitsi said she spent 0 rands, and then she asked me how much did I spend. So I spent, personally, I spent, I think it was 1,200 rands. Over. Yeah, it was plus 1,200 rands. I took someone out, and then think, yeah, the bill was like 5 something. And then after that, I sent them flowers and a teddy bear. Yeah, I sent flowers and a teddy bear, thanking them for meeting me, of course. So a lot of people will say, ah, that's romantic. Yeah, thank you. That I know that's very much romantic, Luna comrades. So I don't know, man. If I should continue? I think I have to keep it at 25 minutes before I continue everything, because I had a lot of comments, guys. Like I said, I had a lot of comments. It was over 200 comments. It was over 200 comments, and like, there's nothing you can do. And then the last guy that I will talk about, it's Sam. Sam said he spent 380 rand and he had crying emotions. Emojis, not emotions, sorry. He had crying emojis. I was like, what did you spend it on? And then he said, yep, he spent it on alcohol, all of it. So he's recurring it now. That's the thing, guys. When you go drinking, I think this is the best strategy. I don't drink, but I think this is the best strategy. Have 200 or 300, whatever amount you want to spend, and then leave your card. Also leave your whatever at home. So that when you arrive, you are with your friends, like, I only have 300 in my pocket. Even when they know that you got paid, but just tell them you only have 300 rands in your pocket. And then that's it. So, yeah. I think that was it for how much was your weekend. So I'll drop another episode next week after asking people how much was your weekend. So it's going to be an every week thing. Because I remember some girl said, you need to ask us next week. So yeah, I'm going to ask next week because probably she's ending on the 25th. So on the 25th, I just want to know how much people will spend because it will be a lot. It will be a lot. You know, there are people earning like 90K. So I want to know, like, how much did you spend on your weekend? Like, I think I spent 20K. It was David orders, 11K, groceries, 5K, and whatever, whatever. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Until next time. And then don't remember this. I will upload it on YouTube. And then I will also upload it on my podcast. So on my podcast, it will be under the new segment, which is how much was your weekend? So yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. If you did listen to this in a day? And then have a good night if you are listening to it in a night on a night. What the hell? Oh, if you are listening to it at night, and if you are listening to it during the day, have a beautiful day. And then if you are listening to it in the morning, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, and goodbye, 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 goodbye.